Something else is on our radar is the Right to Read campaign, calling for reading regulations as World Book Day is, they say commemorated, I say celebrated, because we celebrate reading books. The Right to Read, or R2R campaign, it joins the global celebration of World Book Day, dedicated to promoting the joy of reading and the invaluable role that books play in literacy and education. This is the thing. When was the last time you actually read a book? Mangeni, when was the last time you read a book?
This morning.
This morning?
Yeah. I read the Book of Revelations. So I
read... that's a great book. Yeah, we go.
Yeah.
A bit dramatic, but nice a book there.
I know.
Bit of a harsh ending. But
let me just spoil it for everyone. It does not end well.
Okay. Yes, no, it doesn't. Yes, you must go read that one. Well, joining us is the General Secretary of Equal Education, Don Tlido Madube-Dube. Don Tlido, hi. Good afternoon. Welcome to 702.
Thank you so much for having us, and hello to everyone.
Lovely to have you on.
Fortunate as always that you still read in the morning.
Yes. What are you reading at the moment?
I am reading a book called Obsessive Intrusive Magical Thinking for My Sins.
Gosh.
By Amari and someone.
Okay, it sounds quite interesting, though. It really is. But the nice thing about that is if you read a book, your imagination runs riot, doesn't it? Yeah.
And that's the thing about what we're calling on South Africans to remember and join us for. We are commemorating World Book Day as a group of organizations and civil society that are working on education justice. And the idea here is to take on the theme of World Book Day. So across the world, people will be commemorating this day. And the theme is around Read Your Way. So it's this idea of giving some kind of ethnographic presence to this idea of reading, where you are in your language and the way you do it for your means. Just read on this day, please. And the idea is to build a culture of reading for pleasure, which we hope will translate into a reading culture in South Africa that can do something to shift radically the outcomes of schools and teaching and learning in South Africa as well.
Because we do have a crisis in our country. I think about a year ago, Read for Meaning, they had this whole survey, and a lot of kids can't read for meaning. They can't read. Is it a case of promoting the interest of reading? Because the more you read, the more you learn, and you don't have to wait for your teacher to teach you to read.
Yeah. So 81%, the polls results of 2021 found, they came out last year, and they found that 81% of South African grade 4 learners cannot read for meaning, and this is in any language. So what the call is here for isn't just the idea of developing a reading culture, but also seeing where and how we can get mass produce, publication and circulation of reading materials in different languages so that these things are accessible and seen and known and understood by children and learners and young people and their parents just across the board. The only way to drastically improve the reading crisis inside our classrooms is by also reading in the school community, in the whole ecosystem around the classroom, to also be interested in the idea of obtaining knowledge, finding it in different languages and different places, and stories that also make sense to young girls. Read about things that look like you and can possibly take you to places you've never been as well. But we must just quickly acknowledge something. Outside of the fact that 81% of children in grade 4 can't read for meaning, what we've also learned is that polls revealed that these grade 4 learners were tested in English and Afrikaans. Those typically scored above the national average. But learners that tested in African languages were found to be up to 3 years behind than those that were tested in English. So it also shows you that there's a bit of an inequality at this point to a two-tier education system, very unequal in resources, in capacity. So the Right to Read crisis is also situated definitely in provinces like Mpumalanga, Northwest, Limpopo. So when we're thinking about equity and support and resourcing, we need to think deeply about what we do for those provinces too.
Yeah, have you spoken to the Basic Education Department about this? You look at some of those schools, I mean, some of those schools in Limpopo province still don't have proper toilets. They've still got those pit latrines. What's the Basic Education Department saying to you about just reading?
The first thing for South Africans to understand is that 74% of public schools do not have a library. And I mean, I don't have to tell anyone about the state of public libraries in general, so children can access these books and resources outside of the schooling environment in any case. But in conversations with the Department of Basic Education and all sort of affiliated bodies, we are getting the sense that there is a plan to address this right to read story inside the Department of Education. For that plan to find people and come out for public comment and interrogation is the thing that's just taking far too long. Learners from a pre-COVID dispensation are at least 1.8 years behind of where they should be in general, outside of the reading crisis. Mm. So what we're saying to the department is, if you're concerned about those generations of learners being left behind, please treat this idea of getting a regulation out on the right to read for meaning immediately. It should be part of what people are talking about when they're thinking about manifestos during this period. It should be the last bits of what we talk to this current administration about. They cannot leave government without giving us a proper plan, comprehensive, well-consulted on ways to address this crisis.
Yeah, things do certainly need to change, and the quality of education also needs to change. Mm. You'll agree that you cannot have to go to a former Model C school to get a good education, but you go down the road and you get a worse education. It's just not acceptable.
The other thing we're finding, just when you think about that comparison between the previously Model C schools, is that part of the story inside the classroom is around teaching materials, what we call LTSMs. That's how it's labeled in the Department of Education. Even the story around LTSMs, as budgets get further cut from the education budget, the line items that are most affected are those for LTSMs. So we've got a reading crisis. The education fiscus or the budget is getting less money than before. And from that less money, the budget line items that are getting most affected are those that have to procure books and reading materials. So teachers are in a condition where the classrooms are overcrowded, they've got less money and resources around them, and plus less books. And so I do just want to call on everyone that's listening here, if you can't join us in commemorating the day in the least so you can build some kind of reading culture where you are, join us in our advocacy campaign, or go to the school nearest to you and offer your support around this reading challenge. Yeah. If you're in the business sector, think about where your money is going in terms of making sure there is material, at least, and or aids for teachers to use in classrooms to address this crisis. Yeah. It doesn't just belong to government, unfortunately. It is for all of us.
It's for everybody. Thank you so much. Who's the General Secretary of Equal Education. Read, 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 and open up your mind.